to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant. You're listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Hi, I'm Nick. I have so much new music this week, it's ridiculous. Vinyl Collective and assorted other message boards have had people getting rid of stacks of singles for, like, you know, buy X amount for X amount, or even better, you know, you buy a bunch and they're cheap. So I bought like a stack of 10 singles for like $30, and I've bought some other stuff, and there's more stuff coming in the mail, and suffice it to say, the show will not lack for new music. We will not get into repetition, and it will continue to grow and entertain you. That being said, let's get into it. We're going to start it out with the Bouncing Souls, and here we go.
Miles in garage with a bottle of water on thumbs. Yeah. York, I said. Stuck in Indiana for a week, cause the bus was dead. 24-hour White Castle, 25-cent refills for a while. Didn't know what to do with no money, riding down the tune of the Nile. Loaded with our sleeping bags, we hitched a ride to town. We ran into some punky kids, bought some beers, they showed us around. A new bridge in the river, we got drunk and sang class songs. It was saved just in time by the stock iguana before long.
From a single put out by Norton Records, and that was The Ramones with Judy as a Punk. That's the original 1975 demo version. And that is the B-side to the I Want to Be Your Boyfriend single. Highly recommended picking that up. It's, I like, It sounds a little more old-time rock and roll, a little less punk rock. It's definitely an interesting thing where you can see the Ramones' influences came from. Before that, Three to the Beach by Dear Landlord from their split with Chinese Telephones on It's Alive Records. And we started everything off with the Bouncing Souls doing Here We Go off of the Johnny X single on BYO Records. I'm digging through this stack of singles and I realize that I keep getting this new music and I keep making promises that I'm going to do these theme shows and they just never happen because there are all these other songs that I'd rather play. Fear not, though. I am working on an instrumental set. I am working on a cover song set. So those will be coming. They're just taking a little while because I keep getting distracted by the shiny newness of everything coming in my mailbox. I apologize. Speaking of new stuff that's come in, this is something that's a little different. It's something I used to do on the radio show where, you know, I'm not, this isn't necessarily a straight punk rock, you know, punky Punkerton. Yes, that last set was quite straight ahead punk rock, but, we like to play, you know, strong rock and roll on this show. And, much as I've despised the way they've become, in recent history, I think this is a damn fine song. And so here we go. This is Pearl Jam with Spin the Black Circle.
Drop, drop, dropping it down. Oh, so genuine.
trade. I have traded a lot of records for MP3s and stuff with my friend Greg, and he's been selling a lot of his vinyl, paring things down. And I bought pretty much all of his Rocket from the Crypt stuff the other day, so expect a lot more in the coming weeks and months on Sunglasses After Dark. That track from Speedo and Company was UFO, UFO, UFO from the Burn Mouth Off Liar with Punk Heat Blast single. Before that, Hot Cakes from the single of the same name on Sub Pop Records by Gas Huffer. And Pearl Jam started everything off with Spin the Black Circle from the single of the same name on Epic Records. Spin the Black Circle, very apt for this all-vinyl podcast that we do here in the Nut House Basement. Yeah. And that's it. I've got nothing clever or anything to say besides that. So we're going to get back into the music. This one is a Stone Cold classic from The Jam, and it is News of the World.
We'll be right back.
From the Wild About Jenkum compilation on Killer Diller Records, that was the Coconut Coolouts with Luke Impende Says Part 1. What is Jenkum and why are people wild about it, you ask? Well, according to Wikipedia, Jenkum is an alleged hallucinogenic recreational drug composed of noxious gas formed from fermented sewage. Evidently it was used by Zambian street children. Evidently it's a hoax. But disgusting. Totally disgusting. It sounds like a chud drug or something. That compilation, however, not gross and disgusting. It features people like Wizard Sleeve, who I played just before, the Coconut Coolouts, The Fast Die, the Coconut Coolouts. It's really worth picking up. Go to KillerDillerRecords.com and get your copy now. They're on their second pressing of 500. There are very few copies left, and when they're gone, they're gone. So, that's that. And as I said, we played before them, Wizard Sleeve. I heard their song on that Wild About Jenkum comp, and then I'm like, I need to hear the rest. They have a full-length on Hozak entitled Make the World Go Away, and they also have that single that I played. The track that you heard was Pterodactyl Meltdown. The A-side is Mommy's Little Baby. A little bit different for the program, but I figure a little crazy garage never hurt anyone. And we started everything off with a stone-cold classic from the Jam, News of the World, from the single of the same name. Okay, now we've done weird, let's get back to the more traditional. From their split with Pinhead Gunpowder, this is Dillinger 4 with Are You the Motherfucker with a Banana.
Dum 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 dum. Hello!
The light.
On the new No Bunny record, First Blood, there's a track called Live It Up that pretty much steals the intro from The Crystals, and Then He Kissed Me, much like that last track from Hunks and His Punks, You Better Tell That Girl Does. Now, when you factor in the fact that evidently Hunks wrote most of the songs on No Bunny's first album, Love Visions, things start to get a little weird. Is that a steal, or is that a steal of a steal? Who knows? It's a good song. I don't care. Before that, a song that was not a steal, but a straight cover. That was the Ergs doing Not a Second Time by the Beatles from their split, The Modern Machines. It goes without saying that the Hunks and His Punks track is on their singles compilation, Gay Singles, on True Panther Sounds. That was originally the B-side to, I want to say, Teardrops on Shattered Records, J. Riotard's label. That is out of print, and I think even the Gay Singles compilation is out of print as well. And we started everything off with a song from another split, that was Dillinger 4 from their split with Pinhead Gunpowder on Adeline, and the track was entitled Are You the Motherfucker with the Banana. A fantastic, fantastic title if there ever were one. Alright, we've got one set left, and we're going to start it off with a track from Limp, and it's entitled Ack.
My back, my back, my back. Get rid of my back, my back. Get rid of my back, my back. Get rid of my back.
From their self-titled album on Dirtnap Records, that was Mind Controls with Take a Message. Now, that band obviously features Mark Sultan, a.k.a. Barbecue, of the King Kong and Barbecue Show, and Barbecue, and Los Exorinos, and the Space Shits, and God knows however many other bands. But he's a prolific motherfucker, ain't he? Before that, Cheap Trick with He's a Whore from their self-titled debut. Oh, I love that record. Oh, it's so good. It is quite literally unfuckwithable. And if you don't own it, I feel sad for you, and you have my pity. We started that off with Limp doing Ack from their self-titled 7-inch on Cold Front Records, I believe it is. That one's a little hard to track down, but if you enjoy Guitarded or their self-titled, or especially Poppin' Disorderly, I highly recommend picking it up. There's kind of a rough demo version of Ode to M on there that's worth hearing. And, that song Ack is, ooh, that is an undiscovered gem. So, that's this week's show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. As always, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends with record labels to send me stuff. Evidently, that finally worked. And I have stuff from Underground Communique and Grave Mistake coming my way. So, yay! Records! So, that's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.